Dear friends, a very good morning to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd March 2022. It is Ash Wednesday and the beginning of the Lent season that would span 40 days in 6 weeks, not including Sundays, leading up to Easter, the most important festival in the Christian calendar. You all know, as I don't need to remind you, that Lent is a solemn religious observance in the Christian liturgical calendar, commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert, during which time he endured temptation from Satan before beginning his public ministry. As it has been customary for me in the past 3 years, I will be carrying you with me through a series of biblical reflections during this period as we all seek to draw closer to God and surrender our totality to Him. I am Amos Chiewachong. A text for reflection today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 16 to 21. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. My dear friends, Scripture teaches us that there are several reasons for fasting. It's part of the discipline of self-control. It's a way of sharing that we depend on God alone and that we draw all our strength and resources from Him. It's a way of focusing totally on Him when seeking His guidance and help for our existential problems, and of showing that we are in earnest about our quests and requests. It is an expression of sorrow and deep repentance, something that we do in order to acknowledge our failure before God and seek His mercy. We tend to think of fasting as going without food, but we can fast from anything. If we love music and decide to miss a concert in order to spend time with God, that is fasting. So fasting is about sacrifice. When friends need to be together, for example, they will cancel all other activities in order to make that possible. There is nothing magical about fasting. It's just one way of telling God that your priority at that moment is to be alone with Him, sorting out whatever is necessary. You may cancel the meal, party, concert, or whatever else you had planned to do in order to fulfill that priority. So for that reason, fasting, like praying and giving, is a legitimate spiritual discipline to be practiced in private between a Christian and the Lord. And how often we practice it is not prescribed, because that too is between the believer and Christ our Lord. When we desire to seek God's face more than we want dinner, that will be the proper time for us to fast. But as with other disciplines, fasting opens the door to showmanship rather than spirituality. In Jesus' day, the Pharisees fasted twice a week. While fasting, they went about with somber faces and disheveled appearances, so that everyone would see and praise their piety. So why did Jesus con this custom? The reason is because he could see their hearts and their true motives. They did not fast as a matter of drawing near to God in repentance and confession, but they did so to show off to people how spiritual they were. Moreover, the institution of fasting had been abused because their actions after fasting did not show they had been seeking spiritual empowerment for compassionate services. The prophet Isaiah makes much of this in Isaiah 58 verse 4 to 7. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. What about fasting for us today? The issue is the same as in Jesus' day. How you fast depends on whom you want to impress. If your fast is for your spiritual benefit and God's glory, no one else needs to applaud your commitment. That is why, even though it is a beautiful thing for churches to organize Lenten services and fasts, it is disturbing when some use fasting to their own financial gain and unnecessary publicity. No wonder in the second part of our text, Jesus urges us to store up riches in heaven and not on earth. That is to invest in people and not in the luxuries of this life. Because by investing in people as you give up some of the luxuries of your life, you would be putting your treasures in the right place. To invest in people is life-changing and lasts for eternity. That our material possessions are here today and are gone tomorrow. Hattie Green was a miser. She died in 1915, leaving an estate valued at over $1 million, but always ate cold oatmeal because she believed it cost too much to heat it. Her son had to suffer through a leg amputation unnecessarily because Hattie wasted too much time looking for a free medical clinic. Hattie Green was wealthy, but she chose to live like a pauper. Eccentric? Yes. Crazy? Perhaps. She was so foolish that she hastened her own death when she suffered a stroke by becoming too excited over a discussion about the cost of drinking skimmed milk. Hattie had a treasure in this life. It is called money. Hattie's heart was devoted to her treasure. Dear friends, Jesus Christ was correct. Our heart will be devoted to what we treasure. Therefore, Jesus challenges us to store our treasure someplace other than here in this life. He encourages us to place our treasures in heaven. And 1 Timothy 6:17 to 19 echoes Jesus' words and tells us how to store treasure in heaven. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we thank you for the beginning of this season of Lent. Help us, O merciful Father, to observe this season with penitence and faith, seek you and to seek you alone. We ask, O merciful Father, that as we commit ourselves to pray and to fast for our sins and for the sins of the world, we may do so not for a mere show off, but in order to bring glory to your most high name and joy to the hearts of people. This is our prayer through Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.